Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Novartis, ticker NVS. This is a massive Swiss pharmaceutical giant, and we're going to break down everything from their latest pipeline data to their financial health, their competitive position, and what our models say about the stock's fair value. Let's get into it. So Novartis, you probably know them for blockbuster drugs like Entresto for heart failure, Cosentyx for psoriasis, and the cancer drug Kisqali. But this company is in the middle of a major transformation. They spun off their generics division, Sandoz, a couple of years ago to become a pure-play innovative medicines company. That's a big deal. It means they're all in on high-margin, patent-protected drugs, but it also means they're more exposed to patent cliffs and pipeline failures. That's the trade-off. Headquartered in Basel, Switzerland, and led by CEO Vasant Narasimhan, Novartis has a market cap of nearly $290 billion. The stock trades around $150 a share, with a beta of under 0.5, so it's less volatile than the broader market. That's typical for a big pharma. They employ over 75,000 people and operate globally, but their biggest market by far is the United States. Let's look at how they make their money. In 2022, their top 20 products generated over $32 billion in revenue. The rest of the portfolio added another $9 billion, plus about $1 billion from anti-infectives. Geographically, the Americas, led by the U.S., accounted for over $21 billion. Europe, including Germany and France, was also significant. China and Japan are important growth markets too. The key takeaway here is concentration. A few mega blockbusters drive the bus, and when one of those goes generic, it hurts. And that brings us to earnings. Their most recent full fiscal year, 2025, showed revenue of nearly $55 billion. Gross profit margin is a very healthy 75%. Net income came in at over $14 billion, which is a net profit margin of over 24%. That's impressive. Earnings per share on a diluted basis was $7.19. But here's the thing, Q1 of 2026 was a miss. Revenue and earnings came in below expectations. The culprit? Generic competition for Entresto, their top-selling heart drug. That's the reality of Big Pharma. You live and die by your patent cliff management. Looking at what management had to say on their Q3 2025 earnings call, they highlighted a 7% increase in both sales and core operating income. They were bullish on their growth drivers like Kisqali, Pluvicto for prostate cancer, and Leqvio for cholesterol. They also talked about strategic acquisitions, including the $12 billion takeover of Avidity Biosciences, which gives them a foothold in rare muscle diseases. The tone was confident, but you have to take that with a grain of salt. Management is always optimistic on the call. Diving into the balance sheet, Novartis is a fortress. They have over $11 billion in cash and equivalents. Total assets are north of $115 billion. Debt to equity is about 1.2, which is manageable for a company of this size. Free cash flow generation is a standout. In 2025, they generated over $17.5 billion in free cash flow. That's a free cash flow yield of nearly 6%. They use that cash to pay a dividend, currently yielding about 3%, and to buy back shares. Over the last few years, the share count has been declining by about 4% annually. That's a powerful tailwind for earnings per share. Now, let's run through the SWOT analysis. On the strength side, the financial performance is robust. 7% sales growth, strong margins, and a deep pipeline. They have a diversified portfolio across oncology, cardiovascular, immunology, and neuroscience. On the weaknesses, the biggest one is patent exposure. Entresto is facing generics, and other drugs will follow. They also have a high debt load from acquisitions, though it's manageable. Opportunities are massive. Their pipeline includes drugs for rare diseases like facioscapulohumeral muscular dystrophy, or FSHD, and chronic inducible urticaria. Early data looks promising, and the aging global population is a tailwind for all of pharma. Threats include U.S. drug pricing policy. The CEO recently warned about the reality of Trump's drug pricing policies, calling it a very difficult situation. Regulatory hurdles and competition from biosimilars are also ever-present. Looking at the recent performance, the stock is up over 28% in the last year. That's solid, but not explosive. Over 5 years, it's up about 70%. That's a compound annual growth rate of around 11%, which is decent for a big pharma. The one-month performance is up about 2.5%, and the one-week is up about 1.7%. So momentum is positive, but it's not parabolic. The implied volatility in the options market has been surging recently, which suggests traders are expecting some big moves, probably tied to pipeline readouts and regulatory decisions. Now, let's get to the valuation. This is where it gets interesting. Our model uses a forward PE approach, which is the right framework for a mature, profitable compounder like Novartis. The model confidence is high. Why forward PE? Because Novartis has stable earnings, positive free cash flow, and analyst estimates are available. It's a clean setup. The DCF model is used as a supporting lens, but the primary engine is forward PE. So, what does the model say? At a current price of around $150, our market snap fair value estimate comes out to roughly $190. That implies an upside of maybe 20 to 30%. The model assumes a normalized forward PE of about 16.5, which is close to where it's trading now. But remember, this is a rough model estimate. If you change the growth assumptions or the discount rate, the fair value could swing significantly. The DCF model, which is a supporting engine, puts fair value at around $160. The blended fair value, which weights the primary and supporting models, lands somewhere in the neighborhood of $165 to $190. The key drivers here are the forward PE multiple, the free cash flow conversion rate, the share buyback trajectory, and the growth rate of their key drugs like Kisqali and Pluvicto. So what's my take on Novartis? This is a high-quality business with a strong pipeline and a shareholder-friendly management team. They generate tons of cash, they're buying back shares aggressively, and they have a decent dividend. The Q1 miss on Entresto is a bump in the road, but it's not a structural problem. The pipeline is deep enough to compensate over time. The biggest risk is U.S. drug pricing policy. That's an existential threat to the entire industry, and Novartis is particularly exposed because of their U.S. concentration. But if you're a long-term investor, buying at around $150 with a fair value estimate of around $190 gives you a margin of safety. If you had invested $10,000 5 years ago, it would be worth roughly $12,000 today. That's not a home run, but it's steady compounding. Of course, those numbers are based on model assumptions that can change. So what do you think about NVS? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.